Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music each week, Mondays at 7 and Saturdays at 1, from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And my show each week is songs I love, songs I think are special, and occasionally I put in a reading or a story or a joke, and I call those things wombats. And that's where I get my title, Wombats in Music. And tonight, I have kind of a wombat. I have a co-host, co-DJ with me, and it's Paul Baia. Paul is my son. He's visiting me, and he's going to be doing part of the show. Say hello, Paul.
Hello, Dad. Happy to be your wombat today.
So that's my wombat speaking. And Paul's tastes are somewhat different from mine. And we noticed in picking the songs that some of the juxtapositions, some of the sequences are a little strange. Like we'll go from a 1960s country music to something from the 80s with no real warning about why it's doing that. But we'll talk about it. Anyway, Paul, I was going to throw a few things at you to see how you handle them. So what do you think of Virginia?
I love Virginia. I went to school here back in Lynchburg College, graduated in 1995. And I looked at schools, as you know, Dad, up and down the East Coast. And I really fell in love with Virginia and the faculty at Lynchburg College and the student body and so forth. So was there for four full years and took my education very seriously. And it's always great to be back anywhere in the state, whether you're there East Coast or far, far, far West Coast, as we are here. But a little sense of home. Not like you, who kind of grew up here in a sense, but I do feel quite special when I'm back in Virginia.
Good, Paul. I was real happy when you chose a college in Virginia. I thought, he didn't pick VMI where my father and uncles and grandfather had gone, and I didn't either. So, but he did pick a Virginia school, and I came down with him to audition for a singing scholarship, which he got, and he came here and had 4 good years. Well, I'm going to start the show, and then I'll turn it over to Paul for a while, and we'll switch back and forth. And the first song I'm going to play is Amazing Grace. I have played Amazing Grace at least 5 times over the years on this show, but I've never played this version. And I think I heard it just recently, and I think now it's my favorite version of Amazing Grace. It's by the Statler Brothers, and the Statler Brothers have always specialized in having a very deep bass. And I am a deep bass, but not this deep. Here we go with the Statler Brothers and Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. That saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear. I first believed. Through many dangers, toils,
That was Amazing Grace by the Statler Brothers. And now I'm going to turn the show over to Paul, and he will give you some of his music. What do you got, Paul?
Well, Dad, we're looking at some of the favorite songs, and I was born in 1973, and my most early recollections, probably when I was 8 or 10 years old, started really listening to music on radio and cassettes and so forth, and was never a huge fan of the band Led Zeppelin, but one particular song was by the solo artist of Robert Plant, the lead singer for Led Zeppelin. And apparently he had a solo career that spanned over 40 years, and this one particular song is called In the Mood. And I enjoyed just kind of the chords and melody to this particular song. It always strikes me as one of my favorite songs of growing up and to this day. So this is In the Mood by Robert Plant, released in 1983.
Thank you.
That was Robert Plant, In the Mood, back from 1983. Again, this is Wombats and Music. Harry's son, Paul Bai, here co-hosting with Pops here today. And right now, we're moving on up to 1986, one of my favorite artists of that era growing up, Bruce Hornsby and the Range. I really enjoy Bruce Hornsby. I'm a piano fan at heart, still enjoy playing piano by ear, but this particular song got some cool piano riffs in it, and a lot of people know Bruce Hornsby and the Range from their popular song, The Way It Is. I believe the song is from the same album, but right now, this is called Every Little Kiss by Bruce Hornsby and the Range.
Away. What I wouldn't give for only one night.
Once again, that was Every Little Kiss by Bruce Hornsby and the Range. This is Wombats and Music. Paul Baia here alongside Harry Baia, the King Wombat. We're going to pass things over back to Pops right now for our next song. Dad, what do you got in store?
Well, I'm going to play another Gretchen Peters song. I've been playing one by her almost every week. And I'll remind you again that I saw her perform live at the Barter Theater on Mountain Stage. Mountain Stage, which is a national show from NPR, came and had their first show ever at the Barter Theater, and I went and recorded the show off the radio broadcast. They didn't want us to record during the show. So this is called The Matador, and she wrote this, and it's a story of the fact that she loves both the matador and the bull. I think that's great.
I threw a rose to the matador, not sure who I was cheering for. My aim was true, my heart was full. I love the fighter and the bull. I love like only a woman can, a very complicated man. I bound his wounds, I heard his cries. I gave him truth, I told him. His rage is made of many things, faithless women, wedding rings, snakes and snails and alcohol, his daddy's fist thrown through the wall. Oh, but he's beautiful when he's in the ring. The devil howls, the angels sing. Sparks fly from his fingertips, and words like birds fly from his lips. Some man is lying in the dirt, some woman's crying that he's hurt. He's not alive without the thrill, without the dance, without the kill. The lights go down, the people roar, they're cheering on the matador. And this is how the story goes, I knew it when I threw. I come to each and every show, the woman in the second row. I watch them in their ancient dance, and I know I never stood a chance. 'Cause while other demons prance and clown, it's vanity that takes you down. I thought that I could be the one, but I'm just another hanger-on. Some man is bleeding in the dirt, some woman's crying that she's hurt. But who are we without the thrill, without the dance, without the kill? This is how the story goes. I knew it when I threw the rose. I threw a rose to the matador, not sure who I was cheering for. My aim was true, my heart was full. I love the fighter and the bull.
That was Gretchen Peters singing The Matador. I'm going to turn the show back over to Paul. So, Paul, you're on.
All right, we continue on some of the songs that I've enjoyed over the years. This one brings me back to my days of Lynchburg College in Virginia. The song was released in 1983. It's an artist known as Sarah McLachlan. She's a famous Canadian artist who really hit the main stage billboards in the U.S. as well. This is from her album, Fumbling Towards Ecstasy. Now, it's a song called Fear, and nothing in particular about the lyrics to this song, but midway through the song, there's a kind of a cool synthesizer effect. I'm not sure even if it's a specific instrument. I'm still trying to find out what it is, but a very unique sound in this particular song. I think you'll recognize when it comes in, probably towards maybe the third part of the song. So this is a song called Fear by Sarah McLachlan from her album, Fumbling Towards Ecstasy. Once again, that was Fear by Sarah McLachlan. Once again, you're listening to Wombats and Music. This is Paul Baya along with your main host, Harry Baya, the King Wombat here of Wombats and Music. I like saying that, Dad. You like to be called a King Wombat?
I can live with it, Paul. I've never used the term myself, but the wombats are the oddball things. So by being the king wombat, I'm the king of the oddball things. I guess that's okay.
Well, we're continuing on here, Wombats and Music. This is a group called The Samples. Now, I got introduced from The Samples from a friend of mine, Katie, who I went to college with in Lynchburg College of Virginia. And from time to time, we get in her car and just drive around the hills around campus and around the city of Lynchburg. And she introduced me to this band called The Samples. Now, The Samples are a band formed in Boulder, Colorado in 1987. And the neat thing about this band, the name came from the members' early sustenance of food samples from the local King Supers grocery store. But this particular song is entitled Who Am I? And I really enjoyed this particular song. It's an acoustic version of their popular song called Who Am I? So enjoy it right now. Hope you like it too. Who Am I? By The Samples.
Above us, for the last 10 million years, it's been the same. In a moment's notice, not a stone unturned that someone didn't claim. Who am I to know this? To care, all the streets are sinking, 'cause the world goes half the speed of what it takes, and the wires come somewhere, sending signals to our homes from outer space. Who am I to know this? Who am I to care from the warmth of being fine to defend? In the door, she's waiting, living up to every diamond in that ring. Who am I to love you? Who am I to care? Above us, for the last 10 million years, it's been the same. But in a moment, notice, not a stone unturned that someone didn't claim. Who am I to love you? To care, who am I to know this? Who am I?
defending battle line.
Once again, that was Who Am I by the group called The Samples. We're going to pass things on to my dad for our upcoming song. Dad, what's up next?
Well, we're going to take a break right now and introduce the show, tell you who we are and what we're doing. This is Wombats and Music from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And I'm your host, Harry Baia. The show comes Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And tonight I have a co-host, my son, Paul Baia. And we're playing some of his songs and my songs. And those of you who listen regularly, I talk about my life and how I got into all this. So I'll just mention briefly how I got into it. Then I want to ask Paul a little about how he got into music. I grew up with very little singing. My parents didn't sing. There were no instruments in the house. My sister took piano and hated it. They never bothered to try me. It wasn't until I got to college that I learned that I liked to sing. And really, it was I was in my 30s when I really got into a group that sang a lot, the Pinewoods Folk Music Club in New York City, and learned that I loved to sing and love music. But Paul had a slightly different start, partly because of me, because I was singing a lot and used to go into his class and sing. Anyway, Paul, tell us how you got into music.
Well, I think definitely growing up, Dad, is a big influence of your singing and passion about music. That certainly was something that permeated, I think, into my life. Growing up in New York, I was a part of an elementary school and then a middle school chorus and on up to a high school madrigal, all-county chorus. And I looked at schools up and down the East Coast, and I actually had an audition for a vocal scholarship at Lynchburg College. And Dad, if you remember correctly, you drove me down, I think not particular, 50%, I think, to assist me in taking the audition of the 50% because you wanted to have some country ham and grits, if I'm not mistaken. So that was another facet. But anyway, we got down to Lynchburg College in Virginia, had the vocal audition, and received that vocal scholarship and attended Lynchburg College on a singing scholarship. And also sang at a Baptist church on Sundays because they needed some extra bass and baritone vocals. So singing has always been part of my life, but also playing musical instruments. Dad assisted me with driving me to flute lessons and then continuing on, I think it was like saxophone, trombone, tuba, all these different ones. But anyway, it's still great. Music is certainly part of my life. I'm sure it's part of everyone's lives in one way or another. And it's great to see Dad sharing his music. It's kind of, I've been listening to these songs on and off in the car over the years, and this has been something now that I can share Dad some of my favorite songs. And to this day, Dad, you still email me from time to time and say, hey, I heard this song and it was passed on to me. I think you really get a kick out of it. I love this song, and you send these on to me through MP3 over across the world. So it's always great to hear that. But that's what music is to me now. Certainly love it, love listening to it, and I love listening to these shows.
Good, Paul. I want to add that Paul is a cruise director for Celebrity Cruise Line, so he's on the sea, on the ocean most of the time, and part of his job, he gets to sing. And I've been on a number of cruises, and I've been very impressed. He sings a lot and sings well. So sometimes I send him a song, and I think, hey, Paul, I think this is one you could do. And I will admit, when I'm picking songs for the show, I am often attracted to songs that I could sing, if they have a range, a song that has a rhythm and the range for me. That is one of the appeals I have, like the Statler Brothers. I would love to sing with the Statler Brothers. Anyway, it's time to get on with the show. And the next song up is by Mark Knopfler. Actually, it's by Mark Knopfler's band and group, but it features James Taylor. And Mark Knopfler was the lead guitarist, songwriter, and singer for Dire Straits. This particular song, Sailing to Philadelphia, sounds to me like folk music, and it's kind of a gentle song, and I just heard it recently, and it kind of caught my attention, and I love folk music. I'm really into a lot. That was sort of my main genre. So this is called Sailing to Philadelphia. It was in a 2000 album by Mark Knopfler, and the name of the album was Sailing to Philadelphia.
I'm Jeremiah Dixon. I am a Geordie boy. Glass of wine with you, sir, and the ladies I'll enjoy. Old Durham and Northumberland is measured up by my own hand. It was my fate from birth to make my mark upon the earth.
He calls me Charlie Mason, a stargazer am I. It seems that I was born to chart the evening sky. They'd cut me out for baking bread, but I had other dreams instead. This baker's boy from the West Country would join the Royal Society. We are sailing to Philadelphia, a world away from the coaly tide. Sailing to Philadelphia to draw the line, the Mason-Dixon line. Good surveyor Dixon, but I swear you'll make me mad. The West will kill us both, you gullible Geordie lad. You talk of liberty, how can America be free? A Geordie and a baker's boy in the forests of the Iroquois.
Now hold your head up, Mason, see America lies there. The morning tide has raised the capes of Delaware. Come up and feel the sun, a new morning has begun. Another day will make it clear why your star should guide us here. We are sailing to Philadelphia, a world away from the coaly tide. Sailing to Philadelphia to draw the line, the Mason-Dixon line.
That was Sailing to Philadelphia by Mark Knopfler and James Taylor. I play the fiddle a little bit. I try, and so I love it. And as you may have, there are songs about the fact that if you're going to make music in Texas, you got to have a fiddle in the band. Well, here comes Willie Nelson, the ultimate Texas musician, and his buddy. They were best of friends, Waylon Jennings. I just got through reading Willie Nelson's autobiography, so I'm sort of into who his buddy's with. And this song is called Don't Cuss the Fiddle. And I think they just had a great time singing together. That was part of the thing. They loved to get together and sing. So this is Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings singing Don't Cuss the Fiddle.
I scandalized my brother while admitting that he sang some pretty song. I'd heard that he'd been scandalizing me, and Lord, I knew that that was wrong. Now I'm looking at it over something cool and feeling fool enough to see. What I had called my brother on, now he had every right to call on me. Don't ever cuss that fiddle, boy, unless you want that fiddle out of tune. That picker there in trouble, boy, ain't nothing but another side of you. If we ever get to heaven, boys, it ain't because we ain't done nothing wrong. We're in this gig together, so let's settle down and steal each other's song.
I found a wounded brother drinking bitterly away the afternoon. And soon enough he turned on me like he'd done every face in that saloon. Well, we cussed him to the ground and said he couldn't even steal a decent song. But as soon as it was spoken, we was sad enough to wish that we were wrong.
Don't ever cuss that fiddle, boy, unless you want that fiddle out too. That picker there in trouble, boy, ain't nothing but another side of you. If we ever get to heaven, boys, it ain't because we ain't done nothing wrong. We're in this gig together, so let's settle down and steal each other's song. I know that it sounds silly, but I think that I just stole somebody's song. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good-timing man.
Well, cut them off a little soon there. That was Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson singing Don't Cuss the Fiddle. And indeed, don't. The fiddle is the heart of the band. We've got just enough time for one more song and a little chat. And so Paul threw me a little curve there asking how I like being King Wombat. And so I'm going to ask Paul something. Paul, it took you a while to select these songs. What were you thinking? What was your criteria? What did you use to pick out which songs you'd play?
Well, it's interesting, Dad. You were saying you play some of the songs you've been listening to over the years and some of your favorite ones you hear through, you know, passing or just some friends send you, or you hear it perhaps even live in a concert down at Barter Theater. Well, I've been out at sea for quite a bit and kind of just look back at my history of music. It's been out there 21 years out at sea, so I really don't get a whole lot of the mainstream stuff that people hear nowadays. I do my best to be contemporary and pick up with things, but I want to find out songs that I remember growing up that I haven't heard for a while, or songs that had some meaning to me that looked back, and just or songs I really thought were kind of cool. And I really enjoyed doing some research there, just sitting on your couch in your living room and digging in through Google to find out more about the history of some of these songs. And yeah, I had a little bit of a process, not just thinking, say, hey, I need 12 of your favorite songs. I think with a bat of an eyelid, you'd be having 12 songs just like that. But that's it.
Well, good, Paul. I knew you were doing something in there picking out those songs. So tell us about the last song here.
Well, this particular song is a featured artist that I heard from listening to the soundtrack from the music, the movie called Whale Rider. It was a singer called Lisa Gerrard. And doing more research, she was the featured vocalist in one of those haunting songs from the movie The Gladiator. But this particular song, she's featured with a group called Chicane. And that's the particular song we're listening to. It's called Orleans, featuring Lisa Gerrard and the group Chicane. So I hope you enjoy it, and we'll tell more about it later. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Once again, that was the band called Chicane, a song called Orleans featuring Lisa Gerrard. The unique thing about Lisa is that she doesn't really sing with any specific lyrics. She improvises and just vocalizes as she goes. And if you enjoy that type of vocalizing from the female vocalist there, Lisa Gerrard, check out the soundtrack to the movie Whale Rider. I think you get a kick out of that. But we're going to pass things back to Dad. Dad, what's up next?
Well, Paul, it's time to end our show. And it's been fun. And tell me, I think if I'm correct, you've never done a radio show before, right?
Never in this format. I've been part of, you know, random radio interviews here and there, but never in a studio here at Emery and Henry, and never with such a professional colleague as the King Wombat that I have here next to me. So this has been great.
My son sometimes flatters me, but he also watches the numerous mistakes I've made recording this show today and corrected a few. And I very much appreciate your help, Paul. And it's been a delight recording with you. And I've liked your songs. I will save them and use them for future shows. And let's see. If you get back here again, we'll do another show. So I want you to continue thinking about what you might want to play.
All right. Deal.
Well, you've been listening to Wombats and Music, and this is your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music each week from Emory and Henry College. It's Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And it's my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally to have a co-host. And this week it's my son, Paul Baia, who has been a wonderful wombat for the show. Now it's time to ask you to do what I ask you to do each week and join me in this, please. And that is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. And now it's time to say goodbye. Say goodbye, Paul.
So long, everyone.